This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A woman who was fired from an Amazon facility in what she says was a case of retaliation will be one of the first to test a new law protecting workers in Colorado. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Linda Rodriguez was overwhelmed, but a little excited too, when she started work at Amazon's sprawling facility in Thornton in late 2019.
I thought, what did I get myself into?
But the pay was decent, and so was the insurance.
You know, I was making some pretty good money for being, you know, the warehouse work, so it was good. I mean, it was really hard.
Things took a turn when the pandemic hit. Essential workers like Rodriguez had to keep coming to work by the thousands, and she didn't feel good about the company's approach to safety. Rodriguez said one of her biggest concerns was that even though some of her coworkers only spoke Spanish, Amazon only gave important COVID-19 information in English. She said that included notifications about cases and even the questions that health screeners asked at the warehouse entrance.
Yes, it made me mad that they weren't given the opportunities that we were being given of understanding who may have had or how many people have had COVID.
She raised concerns for months. Last August, the company fired her. Amazon says it was for time card fraud, that it has evidence she took numerous unauthorized breaks. Rodriguez and her attorneys contend that the company cherry-picked tracking data and fired her as retaliation, which Amazon denies. The idea Rodriguez might have been fired to stop her from complaining about COVID policies is at the heart of a formal complaint she filed with the State Labor Department last week. Here's her attorney, David Seligman.
Amazon took on a serious investigation of Ms. Rodriguez only after she had raised complaints about the company and how it was treating its workers.
A new law passed by the Colorado legislature during the pandemic aims to protect whistleblowers who take on public health issues. It went into effect just weeks before Rodriguez was fired. Now the Labor Department will consider her claim under that law, and it could eventually go to court.
To me, it's like they were trying to silence me, to put fear into a lot of the other employees. I just want Amazon to be held accountable.
If Rodriguez wins, the law says she could get her job back, plus back pay and other compensation from the company. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Denver is at 38 degrees right now, and the high today will be 46. This is CPR News.